One of the big stories of the COVID crisis is the surgical backlogs. It's really important that people realize that when we're focused on COVID, as we ought to be, it has a consequence. There are stories that I've heard, countless stories of friends and family and work co-workers who have loved ones who are waiting months longer than normal to get very critical things, surgery for tumors or MRI, anything. And for some things, people accept it. I think on the whole, people are generous about this. And I think this shows the Canadian generous spirit. But people are living with a compromised sense of quality of life because of it and anxiety. And it's difficult. And so the Canadian Medical Association says that at least $1.3 billion in new funding is needed to get wait times for six key procedures back. And I want to talk about that right now because I think this is big. And the president of the CMA, who is in beautiful Fredericton, New Brunswick, Dr. Ann Collins, joins us. Dr. Collins, I hope you and your loved ones are doing well. Thanks for being here.
They are. Thanks for asking. And I'm happy to be with you, Evan.
What are the six big surgeries that the CMA wants $1.3 billion of funding for?
So this study looked at the six procedures that comprise 80% of investigations and procedures that are done in Canadian hospitals. And they include, and you mentioned some of them, hip and knee replacements, MRI and CAT scans, coronary artery bypass grafting, or what's commonly known as heart bypass surgery, and cataract surgery. And the findings were very troubling to us in terms of the added wait time that Canadians were experiencing as a result of the first wave of the pandemic.
Yeah, and I think this is something that, by the way, this happens with COVID when people say, well, only so many people have died, but we don't count, I guess, what we call comorbidities or the consequence. People are living with a lower quality of life. That's been a factor. And here, you know, the people that need these sick, a knee replacement, you might say, well, your knee's sore, you know, suck it up, buttercup. Well, you know, exercise, that could be a massive quality of life. If you need a hip replacement or, as you say, a cataract or, you know, a heart, obviously a heart bypass is a big deal. These are people who are suffering and it's difficult, isn't it, Doc?
Absolutely, and you've mentioned quality of life. If you cannot move well because of your painful joint, you can't get up the stairs in your home, that has a serious impact on your activities of daily living. You most likely have to get other people in to help you out. That affects your family and your caregivers. If you can't see well enough to drive, again, that huge impact on your own emotional well-being as well as physical well-being, as well as those around you. And just to reemphasize, this is just six issues that have been delayed or put on hold because of that first wave of the pandemic. It doesn't touch on primary care and the delays that have been experienced around the reduction in visits, for example, reduction in immunization. So there's still lots to look at there, which points to the need to raise awareness about this. Let's get this conversation going. It's critical to those Canadians.
And by the way, just, you know, when someone can't drive, that means someone else has to drive them.
Exactly.
And there's a whole knock-on consequence. And I just want to put this into another perspective, folks. People say, okay, well, how many procedures is that? Well, 307,498 to be precise, probably a lot more. That's a lot. Those are, and we talk about procedures, those are people who need them, right? Almost, you know, 307,000 Canadians.
Absolutely. And those are just the ones that this targeted six has captured. And we know that there are many more, and we also know that that's in the environment of a system that's under great pressure, not just because of COVID. That pressure and those cracks existed prior to COVID. This $1.3 billion returns us only to the pre-COVID wait time, which for joint replacement and cataract surgery was not meeting the standards even at that time.
Man. And that's the other thing, folks. We had a wait time issue pre-COVID. This was like an urgent amber level problem, and now it's just getting worse. And is this the tip of the iceberg, Dr. Collins? Is this, these are six procedures, but there are Canadians who are really waiting for lots of other things.
For sure. You know, we don't know what's been missed by not having these diagnostic imaging, a CAT scan and MR is done in a timely fashion, or what's been delayed to the time of diagnosis, and the impact that that has on the patient as well as the system. A delay in diagnosis requires more resources. So that's why we've raised the attention around this. That's why we've made our ask to federal government to infuse money into a healthcare and innovation fund to kickstart the healthcare system, if you will, to address backlog, as well as other key issues like primary care access, seniors care, and enhancing virtual care.
Yeah, and I think that's key. Again, I just want to drill down a bit into the study. If you're waiting for a hip replacement, it's a 55-day increase wait, right? Is that right? A CT scan, 33 days, 65 days, essentially more than 2 months for a knee replacement, 75 days. This is the one that really strikes me, the cataract surgery. That is stunning. These are big, big weight increases, and that's on top of what you'd normally wait.
And that's right. And so for cataracts, you've mentioned, and there was a time where no cataract surgeries were done in some jurisdictions. And so that added time is on a Canadian average of 256-day wait time. So that speaks to where we were prior to COVID and the impact that that has on individuals, not just, we've mentioned their ability to drive, but when you don't see well, you don't necessarily move well, it has a huge impact.
Mm-hmm. But how would this money help? Like, it's not like you can suddenly get more doctors or more surgeons. Like, how does it actually help?
Well, what this speaks to is the amount that it would take to target these six issues. But you're right, that is only the tip of the iceberg. So it starts. It gives us a starting point, a set moment in time that's what we would need just for those six to get us back. It certainly involves health human resources, and that's another issue because we know that those individuals, nurses and physicians, are already feeling the stresses and burnout by this marathon that has no finish line that we can see at this point in time, as well as infrastructure issues to just create the time and space to address this. Mm. But it also speaks to the larger commitment that needs to happen to address the primary care issues, the seniors' care. So it's a good opportunity, too, for governments to have collaborative conversations, for healthcare workers to be involved in discussions around how we deliver our healthcare, using right. innovation, moving our system along. We're in a 1960s kind of system here now. We need to modernize.
Okay, Dr. Ann Collins, president of the Canadian Medical Association. Really, really thankful for you joining us, and I appreciate that.